continuation of chart review. Next, facility is Deerbrook, Deerbrook Hospital, on 10/8 or 10/7/2022. Dr. Birkestrand. EG, 2-year-old with sore throat, wheezing, negative workup, negative swab test, negative x-ray, sent home with Tylenol and liquids. Family wished more was done for the patient. They were hoping to get a nebulizer from the emergency room. I told them to call back and maybe they can get a prescription for a nebulizer, or maybe go see their primary care doctor to get that. Next patient is CL, is a 21-year-old with sharp pain under the ribs. X-rays negative, rib series negative, treated with Toradol, doing better at this time, was happy with the care. Next patient, MR, 13-month-old, fell with a pencil in her mouth, had a puncture wound, mucosal membrane puncture wound in the mouth, no treatment offered. Was examined and released. Family was happy with the care. Next patient is AL, 54-year-old with sharp pain in the rib cage. CBC chemistry, urinalysis, amylase, chest x-ray, CT negative. Blood pressure initially 98 over 67, came up to 114 over 70, treated with Toradol, Zofran, and IV fluids. Patient was happy with the care. Next patient is FB, 31-year-old with status post-fall, complaining of rib pain, x-rays negative, chest x-ray negative, rib series negative. Rib series negative, treated with Motrin, was happy with the care. Next patient is AK, 2-year-old baby with possible insect bite. Not a possible, most likely insect bite. Family did not answer the phone. No other medications were given. Next patient is MN, 43-year-old with migraine headache. Treated with Reglan, magnesium, Benadryl. Very happy with the care. Swab test negative. Positive history of migraine. It's going. I talked to her about coming up with something she can take when the headaches hit, like a Maxalt Maxalt or other triptans. She says that she has no PCP, but going to find one, and she does have history of migraine headaches. But happy with the care received. Next patient is MM, 40-year-old with a chest pain headache. Blood pressure initially 157 over 104. Patient tachycardic, both improved. Cardiac workup negative. EKG was abnormal. Should have been called. Cardiologist should have been called. Diagnosis was costochondritis and patient given naproxen. But she did have family history of coronary artery disease, and she did have hypertension. She was very upset because she felt like the nurse was very rude to her, but she liked the doctor very much. We'll remind Dr. B regarding our policy to call cardiologists at all times with chest pain. Next patient is NC, 43-year-old with abdominal pain, vomiting, diagnosed with kidney stone, diverticulitis, chest x-ray negative. WBC was okay. Cardiac workup was negative. Treated with Augmentin and Toradol. Sent home. Patient had no allergies. Considered clindamycin for below the waist, anaerobes and/or Cipro and Flagyl for diverticulitis. That would have covered a kidney stone as well. Nevertheless, patient is improving. Like the doctor very much. Next patient is KC, 35-year-old with swollen, painful bilateral knees. No labs were done, no x-rays were done. Patient was given diclofenac, The record indicates that patient was on some kind of medication for UTI. It would have been nice to know if she was on quinolone with bilateral knee pain, which is unusual to have bilateral joint pain. This was not addressed. No blood work was done, including cedrate. And patient answered the phone, but didn't feel like she was getting much better with the treatment. Is going to see her PCP. AW is a 50-year-old male with foot injury, diagnosed with contusions, x-rays negative, treated with Motrin, doing well. Next patient, KJ, 11-year-old with fever, chills, cough, congestion, flu B, and no treatment offered. And once again, family was upset that no treatment was given with flu B. Family assumed it's because there is a shortage of Tamiflu. I didn't make a comment regarding that, but I did send a text to Dr. B regarding treating with Tamiflu or equivalent in patients that are positive, flu positive with symptoms. Next patient is MW. MW is an 8-year-old with painful urination, fever, diagnosed with UTI. I'm sorry, 58-year-old. Diagnosed with UTI. I don't see a prescription that was given in the emergency room. Patient did not answer the phone, but I'm sure she was treated with antibiotics. It's just not documented. And a copy of prescription was not kept. Left a message for patient to call me back. Next patient is AC, 4-month-old baby with earache. Diagnosed. Dr. B thought patient was teething. Motrin given, no antibiotics. Patient family did not answer the phone. Next patient is 2-year-old Chloe, CS, 2-year-old with fever, positive strep, treated with zithromycin, Zofran, Motrin, doing great. Next patient is EC, 59-year-old with swollen left knee. Status post mechanical aortic valve replacement, end of 1970. INR was 4.0. The INR was discussed with patient to get it rechecked. CT was negative except for effusion. Knee is not any better. Was given prednisone and Motrin. Again, both of those medications can interfere with Coumadin, and patient was told to check the INR quickly. Possibility of hemarthrosis was not entertained, but I discussed with patients and who will follow up with the specialist or brought with his primary care physician ASAP. Nevertheless, he was happy with the care received. Next patient is JH, is a 51-year-old with right foot discomfort, x-rays negative, treated with Motrin. Next patient is DB, is a 21-month-old baby. Vomiting, lack of appetite, diagnosed with URI, workup negative, treated with Motrin, doing better, no more fever. Her mom, happy with the care. Next patient is DB, is a 24-month-old, 2-year-old baby with vomiting, lack of appetite, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with Motrin and zithromycin, doing better. Family was happy with the care. Next patient is ST, 45-year-old with right flank pain. Cardiac workup was negative, diagnosed with kidney stones numerous what radiologists thought was hemorrhagic cyst on the kidney. Patient's not doing well, still having pain. This is 3 days later on Toradol and Zofran. I asked the patient to go back to the emergency room to be rechecked and have a re-CT done. She was happy with the care that was received on 10-7. Thank you.